What's up, guys? Nathan here, and today I want to talk about three basic betting mistakes that I see a lot of people making these days. Now, I gotta be honest, when I see these kind of basic betting mistakes, it screams a fishy play to me. These are often recreational players that make these kind of mistakes, but I see a lot of serious amateurs as well. Perhaps you're making some of these mistakes, and it's really simple to fix, so I'm gonna walk you through it today with example hands showing you how to avoid these. All right, so betting mistake number one, basic betting mistake, is limping preflop. It's actually the absence of a bet. We're gonna talk about the actual betting in a sec. Limping preflop, I just had to throw this one in there right off the bat because this is the most basic, obvious one that a lot of beginner poker players make. So number one, what is limping? If you don't know what limping is, it is basically just calling the blind preflop. It's just limping, just calling into the pot. And this is a big, big mistake, guys, in poker, because we always want to be taking control of the pot right away. We want people to know, hey, we're serious. I'm in here to win this pot. If you're gonna get here involved with me in this pot, it's gonna cost you. You know, you wanna put the pressure on people and let them know you're serious. So this is a basic betting mistake that I see a lot of beginners still do these days. And you know, you're just setting yourself up to be, you know, taken advantage of by a stronger opponent who's just gonna raise it up and, you know, really make your life difficult at the poker table. So I'm gonna say, you know, if you are the first person into the pot, you know, nobody else has entered the pot yet, you should be raising literally 100% of the time. And I'm gonna discuss the amounts in a second here. But if somebody else has limped, you know, in front of you, a lot of people ask me that, well, Nathan, what do you do if somebody's already called? Well, you can call behind, but I would still suggest raising most of the time, guys. It's just better to just take control. You know, as I mention all the time, guys, aggressive poker is winning poker. Why would you not want to be in the driver's seat? Why do you want to start a hand preflop in a passive position? When you raise, when you take control of the pot, as I always say in these videos and in my books, you give yourself more ways to win the pot. You can win the pot on the flop turn and river by just continuing your aggression or making the best hand. But when you just choose to play passively and just limp into the pot, you only give yourself one way to play, and that is by making the best hand. So guys, give yourselves more options. So how much should you raise at preflop? Well, this is kind of a debatable, a little bit controversial these days. People have different opinions, but I know that, you know, a lot of you guys play all sorts of poker games, whether it's in a casino, whether it's online, tournaments, cash games, and it's gonna be a little bit different for each, and that's why I typically just say, raise it 3 times the blind as a default in whatever kind of game format you're in. So just as an example, you're playing a $1, $2 cash game, for example. So the big blind is $2. So raise it 3 times, that's gonna be $6. Now, if you're in late position and you're trying to steal the blinds, that is a bit different. You don't have to raise it as much because you only have 2 people to beat, and you're gonna be raising a wide range as well. The late position, by the way, is the cutoff and the button, all right? So the button with the dealer chip in front of you, and then the seat to the right of that is the cutoff. Those are the 2 most profitable seats at the poker table because you get to act last on the flop, turn, and river. So you can downsize a little bit in that situation. I usually raise it 2.5x. So once again, big blind's $2, raise it $5 in that situation. So this is gonna go for any hand you play, by the way. We're gonna standardize our bet sizing. So whether you have ace, king, pocket fours, queen, jack suited, these are the default recommended raise sizes that I would suggest. Let's move on now to basic betting mistake number 2, and that is not raising the right amounts. Guys, we need to make sure that we're re-raising the right amounts, preflop in particular. So sometimes you should be 3-betting preflop, okay? A 3-bet is simply a re-raise. You know, that means somebody else has already raised and you are now going to re-raise them. What a lot of people, the mistake they make is making it the wrong size. Now, I should mention, you know, you're only going to be re-raising most of the time with premium hands, or at least you should be most of the time. You know, and that's gonna be stuff like pocket aces, pocket kings, ace king, etc. You guys know what kind of hands I'm talking about. Once in a while, you can make some light 3-bets. I talk about that in all my books, and I've covered that in a couple videos on this channel as well. But most of the time, when you're 3-betting preflop, you should have a strong hand like this. So what sizing should you use? Well, A big mistake that a lot of people make is not making it enough. And the problem with that is that you simply invite your, you know, other opponents at the poker table or just call and catch a nice cheap flop. So you have to make sure you're giving them a proper reason to fold. So once again, I'm gonna give you some default amounts here that I have used over the years that have really helped me out when I'm three betting preflop. And that is something I basically like to call like the 3x, 4x kind of rule. Basically, when I'm in position, these amounts, are I wrote them in my first poker book, Crushing the Micro Stakes. 3 times the re-raise amount when you are in position and 4 times the re-raise amount when you are out of position. Now, let me explain those to you. So 3 times the re-raise amount. So once again, imagine we're playing a $1, $2 cash game. Somebody raises it, for example, 3 times the blind. So they've raised it to $6 now, right? $2 times three, $6. So if you are in position, say you're on the button, for example, and they raised an early position, that this means you're gonna be acting last after the flop. That's what being in position means. Raise it 3 times. So that would be 6 times 3, $18. That's how much you make it. Now let's switch it up though and say now, for example, you're in the big blind. So now we're gonna be out of position. That's what OOP means. Because again, imagine they raise from early position and you're going to re-raise them from the big blind. You're going to be the one acting first after the flop, which is a massive statistically proven disadvantage in poker. So we want to make it more to give them an incentive to simply fold right now. So that's why we make it more when we're out of position, 4x instead of 3x. Again, just basic math. They raised it to $6, 4 times $6. You guys already know that's $24. So bottom line, guys, 3x in position, 4x out of position. Let's talk about now the final basic bet sizing mistake that I see people making these days, and that is post-flop. Post-flop, not applying enough pressure, not continuing to make proper bet sizes and betting in the right situations. So guys, if we're gonna play aggressively pre-flop, which is what I just talked about in the previous 2 points, we need to be following that up after the flop to apply more pressure to say, hey guys, you really need to fold right now. I'm not screwing around here. You need to sometimes convince people, you know, make them a believer, right? You know, I got lots of videos on this channel talking about double barreling, triple barreling. You can check those out and you see exactly what I mean. Again, aggressive poker, guys, is winning poker. So what do we want to be doing? So example hand, you raise up ace king offsuit and just imagine a tight regular calls. So let's give you 2 different flops here because people are always telling me, oh, you only show hands where you hit the flop. Well, okay, I'm gonna give you 2 hands here. One, we hit the flop, one, we don't hit the flop. First flop, king, 7-3, rainbow, 3 different suits. How much should you bet? Yes, absolutely you should be betting. Bet 50% of the pot. Now, why do I suggest betting 50% of the pot here? Because it is a good way to give ourselves a cheap price to give them a good reason to fold right now. Actually, we don't really want them to fold in this spot because we hit the flop hard, but I'm gonna talk about the other one in a second here. We're betting 50% to give us a cheap way to take down the pot. Remember, with ace king, we're actually gonna miss the flop 2 out of 3 times, all right? So most of the time we do not have anything and we kind of just want them to fold. So 50% gives us a good price to just make them fold right now. I'm gonna talk about the turn in the river and how that's gonna be a bit different in a second. But let's compare this now to another flop where we hit absolutely nothing, 5-5-4, rainbow, or actually, sorry, 2 clubs on this one. Once again, we're gonna be betting 50% of the pot, guys. We're gonna be betting, continuing to apply the pressure most of the time with a hand like this to, again, just make them a believer, get them to fold. Or if they wanna call us on the first flop, that's even better because obviously we have a great hand. But guys, the bottom line is, once again, aggressive poker is winning poker. You have to be betting. Do not make the betting mistake that a lot of beginners make of just slow playing in this situation or just checking on that second flop, the 5-5-4, and just allowing someone to, you know, bet you off the hand. Once again, you know, playing passively, which I've argued throughout this video that you do not do. Okay, and so a lot of people ask me, well, what do you do if they call, you know, and you're on the turn, you're on the river? Well, if you're on the turn and river, I will say it's more complicated. This is why I've written entire poker books on stuff like this. And I've got them all linked up in the description if you want to check any of those out. But the bottom line, guys, is this is the time to let them know you are really serious. Assuming you want to bet, sometimes we are just going to give up, but sometimes, like in the first flop example here, we're probably going to be betting again. And on the second flop example, depending on the turn card, we're still going to be betting again a lot of the time. Obviously, if we hit our ace or king, but we're going to be betting as a bluff quite a bit as well. But bottom line, guys, when we do decide to bet again on the turn and river, you want to make them know that you're serious. I often go hard on the turn and river. And as you guys can see there, I usually bet 75% of the pot, whether I'm betting for value or as a bluff, because I want them to know if you're gonna try to call me down on the turn and river, what I call the big money streets in poker, it's gonna cost you big money. It's gonna be expensive. It's not gonna be cheap if you wanna find out if I'm bluffing or not. So guys, these are three of the biggest bet sizing mistakes that I see people make. You know, number one, limping pre-flop, which is really just the absence of a bet. Guys, just don't limp. It's not worth it. You always wanna take control of the pot right away. Number two is not re-raising enough when you have a big hand pre-flop. Guys, three times in position, four times out of position, times their re-raise amount because you want them to know you're serious. Don't just double their bet or do something like that, which is a mistake that a lot of beginners especially make. It just invites them to call and then they hit their set or they're three of a kind against you and you swear it's all rigged. But if you actually just re-raise them enough pre-flop, it's going to make your life so much easier because you're going to charge them to hit their lucky card against you. And finally, as we just discussed here, you need to make sure that you're applying the pressure consistently after the flop, especially on the flop. You're gonna be betting most of the time as a C bet on the flop, continuation bet, on both boards when you hit and also when you don't hit, as we just discussed here. And typically you wanna make it around 50% of the pot. So the pot's $10, you bet $5, right? And on the turn and river, if we decide to continue betting, it's complex. It depends on a lot of different stuff. But when we do decide to bet again, you want to get serious. You want to bet 75% of the pot. So the pot, again, just as an example, the pot is $10. You're betting $750 now. You know, and same thing on the river. Make them know you're serious. Guys, bottom line is aggressive poker is winning poker. And you need to get in there and take control in the hand. Do not play passively. Do not allow people to take pots away from you guys. Get in there and show people you're serious, that you will not be pushed around, and I think you're gonna get better results at the poker table. Anyways, guys, that's all I got for this one. I hope these three tips are gonna help you guys out with bet sizing and betting in general in poker. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you wanna know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with BlackRain79.com.